have we followed. Cunningly Devised Fables, Chapter 4, Linguistic and Contextual Study of the Daily, Literal Hebrew of the Five, Daily, Passages in Daniel presents grave difficulties for the new view. Daniel 8 verse 11, the verb is rum, which does not have primary meaning of takeaway, but to exalt, to go on high, to lift up. Every use in the Old Testament has this meaning implicit in its context. The key thought in this verse, lifting up, rising up, or exaltation, of the little horn. In the process of its spectacular mushroom growth, with its rise to power it lifts up, takes up, or absorbs H.A. Tamid. The law of first mention requires particular attention to this verb used with H.A. Tamid. This is the vision, shazen. All subsequent mention of H.A. Tamid is the audition, Murray. Other uses of rum in Daniel, chapters 437, 519, 23, 1136, all. Exalt. The verb rum inconsistent with Antiochus' removal of sacrifices from the Jerusalem temple. He did not lift up, take up, or exalt them. Is equally inconsistent with the papacy removing or taking away Christ's ministry. The papacy did not lift up, take up, or exalt it in any way, rather, the opposite. Perhaps clearest modern translation of rum in this context is to absorb, or incorporate. Ellen White uses that word of papacy, incorporating, paganism, giving place to it. The word rum used in Leviticus describes priests reaching in and lifting up the fat from the animal carcasses. Does not identify Daniel's H.A. Tamid as the Levitical, daily sacrifices, of the tabernacle or temple. The word sanctuary in verses 11 is Mikdash, not the same as Kodesh in verses 14. Mikdash can refer to Satan's dedicated place. Sanctuary in verses 14 is Kodesh, but Mikdash means any dedicated place, usually requiring contextual or adjectival designation when used in reference to the Lord's sanctuary. In 2 Chronicles 36 verse 17 is used to make derogatory reference to their sanctuary, that is, of unfaithful Jews, as Ezekiel likewise refers to Satan's sanctuary, Mikdash, 28:18. In contrast, Kodesh always refers exclusively to the Lord's sanctuary, with no adjectival designation. Daniel's use of two different nouns in four verses is significant. The word for place, unusual, means base or headquarters. Linguistic evidence could support pioneers' view that Mikdash here is the dedicated place, or temple, of paganism, the city of Rome. The ordinary word for take away or deprive is ADH, not used in 8:11. Daniel 8 verse 12, while H.A. Tamid is taken up, truth is cast down, and a host, joined with H.A. Tamid, is designated as an earthly force inappropriate to describe removal of Christ's heavenly ministry. Is employed against H.A. Tamid Bipesha, literally, the continual in transgression. Thus the Hebrew identifies H.A. Tamid as an evil thing, is difficult to apply it to Christ. No earthly force could take away his high priestly ministry. Pro-Antiochus Epiphanes translators have manipulated the Hebrew B to mean, by reason of transgression, instead of, in transgression. Daniel 8 verse 13 literally. How long the vision H.A. Tamid the desolating iniquity? The giving both sanctuary, Kodesh, and host to trampling, places H.A. Tamid in apposition with desolating iniquity, supports J. N. Andrew's idea of two desolating powers. Here, why does Daniel now use Kodesh instead of Mikdash as he did in verses 11? Indicates he means the pioneer view. Daniel 11 verse 31 literally. Military might shall stand on his part, and they shall disgrace, dishonor, the Mikdash of military refuge, bastion, haven against military aggression, and shall remove, sur, not rum, H.A. Tamid, and shall place the abomination that makes desolate. Could plausibly be applied to Antiochus' military attack on the Jerusalem temple, but meaningless when applied to Christ's high priestly ministry, which cannot be touched by military force. The verb sur never used symbolically of taking something from the minds of people as new view, supporters affirmed in early 1900s. Verb sur defines Daniel's use of Mikdash in 8:11 as the military bastion of H.A. Tamid, cannot fit the heavenly sanctuary. Verb sur appropriate for removal of paganism as a political or military force opposing the papacy, but its incorporation spiritually into the papacy is denoted by the verb rum in 8:11. A profound insight into a very important development in European history. Sanctuary of Strength, MCDASH with MAOZ, is a military fortress, a phrase inappropriate for the heavenly sanctuary. MAOZ is used by Daniel always means a military fortress or political fortification. Daniel 12 verse 11, a definite time necessary for removal of H.A. Tamid militarily or politically, in order to set up papacy, recognizing 1,290 days as years essential to a true identification of H.A. Tamid. The New View, proponents unable to explain this. See Seventh-day Adventist Bible Commentary where this admission is prominent, Volume 4, page 881. All proponents of the Antiochus view flounder here in hopeless quagmire of confusion. See any non-Adventist commentary. 150 years of Adventist exposition still see 508 AD as reasonable application. The revised Daniel and Revelation by Smith supports the date with further evidence unknown in his day. 508 AD does not refer to Rome activity of the papacy in 811 as lifting up or incorporating paganism in the papacy, but to its political, military removal as a hindrance to the temporal supremacy of the papacy. This is Pioneer's identification of the taking away of 2 Thessalonians 2 verses 6 and 7. The logical extension of the new view, Antiochus, is to interpret the 2300, 1290, and 1335 days as literal, or even to ignore 1290 and 1335 days aspect of H.A. Tamid, thus leaving Daniel to fizzle out in a wilderness of speculation and futility. For example, in God Cares by Mervyn Maxwell, the Daniel 12 mention of the daily is totally omitted, depriving the reader of any understanding of the 1290 and 1335 days. This is vivid contemporary evidence of confusion engendered by New View. When Daniel speaks unmistakably of the continual or daily temple services, does not use H.A. Tamid, but Zeba and Ninha. The sacrifice and the oblation to cease. Daniel 9 verse 27. No linguistic or contextual hint that he intends these terms to be synonymous with H.A. Tamid. Further, if H.A. Tamid does refer to temple sacrifices which ceased in midst of 70th week, how could it be taken away by the little horn centuries later? If he wished to speak in Daniel 8 verses 11 and 12, 13, 11, 31, and 12, 11 of the daily or continual temple services, why should he not be consistent and instead use Zeba and Ninha?